First item on the agenda is change of zone number 1583, the Peninsula Discovery, revised final site plan and updated master plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of four single-family detached condominiums, multifamily, parking, and other site improvements. Staff note that the subject property was part of a previous application, change of zone number 1583, Peninsula at Long Neck, LLC, for a change of zone from agricultural residential AR1 district to medium residential, medium density residential, residential planned community MRRPC district for the 1.26 acre parcel as part of this site plan. The Sussex County Council approved the application at their meeting of Tuesday, January 3rd, 2006, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 1815. An updated master plan has also been submitted, noting the four single-family detached condominiums do not exceed the threshold established through ordinance number 2690, which permits a total of 471 single-family detached condominiums, and 467 have been built as of the date of this site plan. Therefore, these are the last four single-family detached condominiums allowed within the RPC under the existing ordinance. The revised final site plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, the provision set forth in ordinance number 2690, and all conditions of approval for the RPC. The property is located on the northeast corner of Bay Farm Road, Sussex County Road 299, and Maintenance Road, and at the intersection of Peninsula Esplanade at the entrance of the existing Peninsula Residential Planned Community, RPC, in Millsboro, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 255. The zoning is Medium Density Residential, Residential Planned Community, MRRPC. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all required agency approvals.
Anyone have questions about this one? All right, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised final site plan and updated master plan for change of zone 1583, the Peninsula Discovery, with the final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve change of zone number 1583, the Peninsula Discovery. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, opposed? Thank you. All right, next item on the agenda is S20-14 High Tide Church, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for a 5,450 square foot addition to the existing church for classroom space, parking, and other site improvements to be located off 9-foot Road, Route 20. The site plan for the church building was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 10, Parcel 46. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
All right. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised final site plan for S20-14 High Tide Church.
As final.
As final.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S20-14 High Tide Church as revised final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item up is Mount Air Screw Press Building revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Mount Air for the construction of a 7,968 square foot proposed screw press area, a 16,512 square foot trailer canopy and enclosure, 158 square foot electrical building, a 400 square foot chemical storage canopy, and a 2,911 square foot concrete area and gravel paving. The parcel is comprised of 2.2 acres, more or less, and is located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24 in Millsboro, Delaware. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 117. The zoning is HI1, Heavy Industrial District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have questions about this one? Mm-mm. All right, then I move that we approve the revised final site plan for Mount Air Screw Press Building as a final.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised final site plan as a final for Mount Air Screw Press Building. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item up is Revelation Craft Brewing Company revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for Revelation Craft Brewing Company for an existing site to be used as a craft brewery. The existing building is a non-conforming structure and will be renovated as a tenant fit-out. A building at the rear will be razed and an additional parking spaces are to be added. The parcel is comprised of 13,316 square feet, more or less, and is located at the intersection of Rehoboth Avenue Extended, Route 1A, and Church Street, Sussex County Road 14A. A parking waiver request has been submitted to allow for the reduction in the required parking spaces. Otherwise, the revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13.20, Parcel 46. The zoning is C1, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
All right, thanks. So let's discuss this for just a couple minutes. I have some concerns about the parking situation. I think, it is possible for us to approve this with the reduced parking, but I think we would want to constrain them not to have any structures erected ever in those parking areas or any of the throughways. And we would also want to prohibit the food truck use of those spaces as well, right?
That certainly have the ability to do that. One thing I noted on the site plan is that note 21, it somewhat extra wording. It talks about temporary removable vendor stands, and it quotes what's in our zoning code. I would suggest that that be deleted because I don't want there to be based on Mr. Collins, what you said, that there be a presumption that one would be approved given the reduced parking already. And Mr. Collins, you had mentioned before concerns about the location of this on Rehoboth Avenue extended anyway. So, I think the motion would be, if you're inclined, to approve the revised preliminary site plan, delete note 21 in its entirety and replace it with a note that says no temporary removable vendor stands, structures or permanently parked vehicles or trailers shall be permitted in any of the parking spaces or drive aisles on the site.
That is my motion.
I'll second that.
Sorry, I'm taking the lazy way out this time.
That's fine.
And you might have to repeat it again for me. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve Revelation Craft Brewing Company removing the noted number 21 on the plans with a revised note as per comments made by council.
Right.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item up is S24-33 DuPont Properties, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for DuPont Properties for the construction of 9 5,000 square foot warehouses, 2 5,000 square foot office buildings, 1 3,000 square foot warehouse, parking, and other site improvements. The previously approved final site plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting on Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. The parcels are comprised of 9.86 acres, more or less, and are located on the east side of DuPont Highway, Route 113 in Dagsboro, Delaware. A parking waiver request has been submitted to allow for parking to be located within the front yard setback. The revised preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 26, Parcel 22, 24, and 25. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move that we deny the revised preliminary site plan for S24-33 DuPont Properties. After receiving additional information, it's really not needed.
Just to be clear, are you denying the site plan or denying the parking waiver?
The parking waiver.
Okay, so you can approve the site plan and allow them to modify it subject to the denial of that parking waiver and then have it come back to staff if you'd like.
Okay, is that my motion? I'm kind of like Scott.
Yeah, all right, well, no, I would make the motion to deny the parking waiver request for S24-33 DuPont Properties and approve a revised preliminary site plan deleting the parking in the front yard setback with that approval by staff upon receipt.
Okay.
You can just say so moved.
So moved.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to deny the request to, for the parking waiver for S24-33 DuPont Properties. Do I need to add anything else to that, Mr. Robertson?
I think just as long as it's clear that we're approving,
The plan, we're approving the plan, but
as
denying,
yeah.
Yes, denying the parking waiver.
Right.
And just a reminder that the motion was made to deny, so a vote yes would be to deny. All those in favor, say aye. Oh, I'm so sorry. Somebody second?
Second?
Yeah, Scott did.
Yeah, no, I thought somebody did.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone in opposition? Okay, the motion carries 5-0. Next up is lands of Daryl and Gina Banning, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 4.187 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two shall consist of 5.575 acres, more or less, and the residual land shall contain 13.082 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Butler Branch Road, Sussex County Road 542, approximately 0.44 miles southeast of Woodpecker Road, Sussex County Road 80. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 12, Parcel 96.05. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I'd like to approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement for the lands of Daryl and Gina Banning, with final approval by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Daryl and Gina Banning minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries 5-0. Next item is lands of Timothy Ramey Construction, Inc., minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot one, parcel C, shall consist of 1.045 acres, more or less, and the residual land, parcel D, shall contain 1.003 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The easement is 40 foot wide from Atlanta Road until it reaches tax parcel District 531, Map 10, Parcel 223.02, where it drops to 30 feet wide. The property is located on the east side of Atlanta Road, Route 30, approximately 0.54 mile north of West Stein Highway, Route 20. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 10, Parcel 380. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I would like to approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Timothy Ramey Construction Incorporated with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Excuse me, you have the final there, right? You have all things, yes. So it can be approved as a final.
And final.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Timothy Ramey Construction as a final for the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries 5-0. Next up is lands of Straight Line Solutions, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 10.01 acres, more or less, and the residual land will contain 45.22 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 500 feet south of Wilson Hill Road, Sussex County Road 527. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 14, Parcel 32. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District, and C1, General Commercial Zoning District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement of lands of Straight Line Solutions, LLC, for preliminary and final, with final approval by staff upon receipt of agency approvals.
I think it just would be as a final. You
just
have
as
everything.
A...
No, okay, I'm sorry. with final by staff upon receipt of all amendments. I must add. Did you second it? Okay. The motion has been made and seconded to approve the Lands of Straight Line Solutions LLC with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries.